Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Hey there.
Our mission, well, it's pretty straightforward. We take all this dense source material, research articles, you name it, and we really try to boil it down to the essential insights for you.
Get right to the heart of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And today, we're digging into something pretty major, a massive safety recall hitting a vehicle that's, well, it's become a real icon since it came back, the Ford Bronco.
Yeah, it's Ford's big star in the off-road world, right? Tough, tapeable. Hugely popular.
Hugely.
But yeah, a recall this size, we're talking over 160,000 of them. That's definitely going to shake owner confidence a bit.
Absolutely. The number we're seeing is around 163,256 Bronco SUVs. And that covers the 2021 through 2023 model years.
Hmm.
And the cause. Well, honestly, it sounds almost ridiculously simple when you first hear it. A loose bolt.
Yeah.
Or maybe even a missing one.
Right. The height adjust pivot bolt in the front seat.
It's this tiny piece of hardware causing, well, a giant headache for Ford and for owners.
Let's really get into this. How can one small bolt basically undermine the entire safety setup? That's exactly what we need to unpack. We've gone through the technical docs, the consumer alerts, all of it.
Okay.
And the goal here is to make it really clear why this seemingly small thing is actually a, well, a critical safety risk, an immediate one, and crucially, what you need to do if you're an owner or even just interested based on the info and the sources.
Right. Let's start with the nuts and bolts, literally, the specifics. So it's the front seats, driver, and passenger.
Correct. Front seats only in those 21, 22, and 23 Broncos.
And the component is precisely that pivot bolt for the height adjustment. The thing you use the lever for.
That's the one. And the documents state the issue is it might not have been tightened correctly at the factory. Improper torque.
Or it could have just worked its way out, fallen off.
Or potentially, yeah, completely dislodged,
which
is obviously worse. For anyone tracking this officially, the NHTSA campaign number is 25V721000.
Okay, 25V721000.
And Ford's internal number for this recall is 25SB5.
25SB5. Got it. Those are the key numbers if you're going online to check your own vehicle's VIN. Now, something that kind of jumps out when you look at the platform, the Bronco shares its underpinnings, right? The T6 platform with the Ranger pickup.
It does, yeah.
But the Ranger isn't part of this recall, at least not yet.
And that's, well, what's fascinating here is that difference. If this was some kind of fundamental problem with the T6 chassis itself, like bad welds or something used across both vehicles.
It's expected to see the Ranger pulled in too.
Absolutely. The fact that it's just the Bronco, well, it strongly suggests the problem is specific to the Bronco's seat setup.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's a particular supplier just for the Bronco seats or, you know, something about the design needed for those more complex off-road ready seats. It points away from the core platform and squarely at quality control for that specific Bronco part.
That's a really key distinction. So not a T6 issue, but a manufacturing slip up on a Bronco specific component.
It's used that way.
And that brings us to the really the chilling part of the sources,
mm-hmm.
the safety risk. Why is this tiny bolt such a big deal in a crash?
Okay, so if we connect this to the bigger picture, you have to understand the front seat in a modern car, it's way more than just a place to sit.
Right. It's not just padding and comfort.
Not at all. It's a core part of the whole crash protection system. Think of it like the foundation for the airbags and seatbelts. Engineers talk about restraint system geometry and load path integration.
Load path integration.
Yeah.
Meaning how forces travel through the car body.
Exactly. And the seat is a key part of managing those forces and keeping you positioned correctly for the other systems to work.
We always think about the airbags going off, the seatbelt grabbing you, but we forget what they're actually attached to.
Precisely. So if that pivot bolt is loose or if the seat structure itself can't hold its position because of it, well, it's no longer the solid anchor point it was designed to be.
Okay, I see.
Think about something called anti-submarining. In a bad front-end collision, the seat cushion is actually designed to stop your body sliding forward under the lap belt.
Which would be catastrophic.
Absolutely. But if that seat base suddenly tilts forward or shifts because the pivot point is loose, that protection is just gone, instantly compromised.
Wow, that's a real aha moment, isn't it? A loose seat isn't just annoying or uncomfortable. It changes the actual physics of how you interact with the safety systems.
It fundamentally alters everything. Think about the seatbelt pretensioners, the things that yank the belt tight in that first millisecond of a crash.
Yeah.
They're calibrated based on where the system thinks the seat is. If the seat shifts, even just an inch or two because that height adjustment fails, the timing, the angle of that pull, It's all wrong.
So the system is trying to protect you, but you're not where it expects you to be.
Exactly. And that, as the NHTSA documents clearly warn, leads to a much higher risk of injury, or even potentially being ejected in a severe crash, or even just a really sudden stop.
So it goes from a small mechanical issue to a critical, life-threatening flaw.
That's the leap. It's staggering, really, how one single, seemingly minor failure point can just negate so much complex safety engineering.
Okay, so Ford obviously recognizes this is potentially catastrophic, and if you're an owner, you're probably pretty concerned right now about your Bronco. So what's the plan? What's the fix?
Well, the good news, according to the documents, is that Ford is acting on this, and the repair itself will be done free of charge. That's standard recall procedure.
Right.
Dealers have been instructed to replace the seat pivot links and the bolts. Both sides, front seats. They'll install new ones, make sure they're torqued correctly to meet the safety specs.
Okay, replacing the links and bolts, does that mean, is this just tightening something up quickly, like a 5-minute job?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it more involved? Where we talk about taking the seat apart. Our listeners appreciate those kinds of details.
Yeah, good question. Given it involves the actual pivot links, not just the bolt itself, it's unlikely to be a super quick fix. You'd need to get underneath the seat, remove the old hardware, which might be stressed or worn if it's been loose, and then install the new parts correctly. The sources don't give an exact time estimate, but owners should probably expect their vehicle to be at the dealership for, you know, a decent chunk of the day.
So plan for it not being an in-and-out thing.
Probably wise, yeah. To make sure they inspect everything properly and get the torque right on both seats.
Okay, that's helpful operational detail.
Mm.
Now, timing. If you own a 21 to 23 Bronco right now, what's the immediate advice before you can even get that dealer appointment?
This is critical. Ford and NHTSA are giving very clear guidance here. Owners need to avoid adjusting the seat height, period.
Don't touch the height adjustment lever at all.
Exactly. Just leave it where it is. Minimize any potential stress on that pivot point until the new parts are in.
Okay, that makes sense. What about notifications? When will owners actually get a letter from Ford about this? That process can sometimes be confusing.
Yeah, it's often a two-step process, and that seems to be the case here based on the sources. They mention interim letters first.
Interim letters?
Yeah, basically a first heads up. These letters will explain the safety risk, give that immediate advice, like don't adjust the seat height, and they're scheduled to start going out by December 1st, 2025.
December 1st, okay.
Then later on, once Ford has all the replacement parts distributed and the dealers are fully ready for the actual repair work, a second final letter will go out with instructions on scheduling the fix.
Gotcha. Two stages. But for anyone listening now, maybe months after that initial December date, the VIN checkers have been live for a while, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The sources confirmed that VINs for this recall started showing up as searchable on the NHTSA website way back on October 28th, 2025.
So you don't have to wait for a piece of mail.
Definitely not. That rapid check is crucial. If you have any inkling your Bronco might be affected, you should go now to nhtsa.govrecalls.
nhtsa.govrecalls.
Or, you know, you can call Ford's customer service directly. The number provided is 1-866-436-7332.
1-866-436-7332.
Good. Especially for a vehicle like the Bronco, which people buy specifically for rough use, off-roading.
Right.
Waiting potentially months for a final fix on a known critical safety flaw. That must be, well, incredibly frustrating for owners. Checking that VIN immediately is the best thing you can do.
That context, the off-road use, brings us to the bigger picture, the history of the Bronco since it relaunched in 2021. Because its recall, big as it is, it's not the first hiccup, is it?
No, not at all. It's definitely important to see this latest quality issue in that context. Since the Bronco came back, it's faced a few pretty high-profile problems.
I remember the roof issues early on.
Exactly. The molded and color hardtops. Big problems there. Not really direct safety issues in the same way as the seat bolt, but major quality control headaches. Warping, deteriorating prematurely.
Yeah.
It caused a lot of delays and unhappy customers.
Right. That was a quality and durability thing. And then there was something with the suspension, too.
That's right. Yeah. A specific campaign related to potential rear suspension issues on some models, which could affect handling. But again, those previous issues, the roof, the suspension tweaks, they were more about, let's say, long-term durability or the vehicle holding up to tough use. This pivot bolt failure feels different.
How so?
Because it cuts right to the core of crash safety. It's not just about whether a part wears out too soon. It's about whether the fundamental safety structure works at all in a collision. It feels like a shift from quality control problems to an actual safety integrity failure.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Despite these issues popping up the roof, suspension, now this major seat recall, the Bronco has been a runaway sales success for Ford, right?
Absolute phenomenal. Demand has consistently outpaced their ability to build them pretty much since day one.
Which must put enormous pressure on manufacturing.
Huge pressure. And you could argue, based on the sources, that Ford is moving fast on this recall precisely because the Bronco is such a halo vehicle for them. They desperately need to reinforce that image of a tough, reliable, safe adventure machine.
Not one that keeps having these fundamental quality escapes.
Exactly. They're trying to patch up a critical safety flaw while simultaneously protecting this really valuable brand reputation they've built.
And the fact that this latest issue, the pivot bolt, is so basic, I mean, it's about tightening a bolt correctly or making sure it stays put, it really does seem to point towards potential gaps in the assembly line checks, doesn't it?
It really does. It's not some super complex electronic glitch.
Right. It's nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
Literally.
It raises serious questions about how they're checking these really fundamental components during high volume production, especially, as you said, for a vehicle that's marketed for taking extra punishment off-road, if this bolt can loosen under normal driving.
Imagine what happens bouncing around on a trail.
You have to wonder about the failure rate under those more demanding conditions.
Okay, so let's bring it all together. What does this all mean for you, the listener? We've broken down a really critical safety recall. It's impacting over 160,000 Ford Broncos, covering the 21, 22, and 23 models.
Mm-hmm.
The danger comes from something that sounds simple. A loose or missing height-adjust pivot bolt in the front seats. But, as we've discussed, that failure could compromise the entire vehicle's crash safety system.
Yeah, it really undermines that load path integrity and the whole restraint geometry we talked about.
It's a stark reminder,
really.
In modern car safety, there's almost no such thing as a truly minor part when it comes to surviving a crash.
Absolutely. Every single piece, every bolt, every link, every weld, it's all part of a very carefully calculated system designed to protect you.
Which leads us to that final provocative thought we like to leave you with. Something to chew on.
Okay.
Considering how absolutely vital that seat structure is for overall crash protection, and knowing the Bronco is this super popular high-demand vehicle specifically designed for tough, unpredictable off-road use, how does a manufacturer guarantee, like, absolute zero-tolerance quality control for these fundamental bits, like pivot bolts? Especially under the intense pressure of a modern high-volume assembly line.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It connects this one specific recall, this bolt failure, to the much bigger challenge of manufacturing resilience and quality assurance today. How do they stop the next simple hardware mistake from potentially undermining billions of dollars in safety engineering?
Something to definitely think about next time you see one of those Broncos out on the road or trail.
Indeed.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive
discussion.
We'll catch you next time.